Good morning, friends. This is KPR. That was Mozart's Eine kleine Nachtmusik with Anthony Newman and the Brandenburg Collegium Orchestra. I am Destiny, in for Cordelia this morning. The universe seems to have a cruel sense of humor. It's her last full week before she retires, and something has gotten to her voice. But I must tell you, she is an excellent teacher as she is guiding me along and helping to pass the baton over. So thank you, listeners, for being here with me. We love Cordelia, and we also love our supporters. Support for coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation, based in Topeka. The Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org. It's cold out. It's about 36 degrees, but it is supposed to get warm today, and then more cold weather. Getting us into the Christmas spirit, I suppose. Let's listen to a lovely set of carols right now on Kansas Public Radio.
Come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem.
Very dramatic here on Kansas Public Radio, or dramatique, as I like to say. That was the traditional watchmen tell us of the night, the Concordia Choir and Orchestra. And before that, you heard the traditional Thou Long Expected Jesus and a Gregorian and liturgical chant. I'm Destiny, here with you this morning. It's cold, but it's warming up a little bit. I also have some great music to warm you up by Madeline Dring in about 20 minutes, a lovely trio for flute, oboe, and piano. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting the Snowman Concert Wednesday, featuring the animated film The Snowman and holiday favorites brought to life by the symphony. More info and tickets available at topekasymphony.org. And from Mammoth, presenting Allison Krauss and Union Station, June 21st at Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Allison Krauss and Union Station at Topeka PAC, June 21st. You know, Allison Krauss is pretty neat. She sings and plays the violin. I also play the violin. I don't sing, though, and I will spare you. I do wish, however, that I could be more like Cordelia and play the harp. So I have a lovely harp concerto coming up for you right now by François Boldu. It is with Nicanor Sabaleta, a Spanish harpist with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. It is right now for us on Kansas Public Radio. Enjoy. François Boildu, Harp Concerto here on KPR. The Berlin Philharmonic, and that beautiful, beautiful playing was by Nicanor Sabaleta, a Spanish harpist. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. We are warming up to a whopping 39 degrees, but hopefully it gets a little warmer. I have some Hanukkah music for you next hour. That'll be really nice. Cordelia planned a beautiful playlist for us to listen to together today. Up next, a trio for flute, oboe, and piano. Tell you a little bit more about that after I thank some of our great sponsors like Theater Lawrence. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Irving Berlin's White Christmas, showing December 5th through December 21st. More details at theaterlawrence.com. And this is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and many other great frequencies. Madeline Dring, the trio for flute, oboe, and piano. I will be very curious to know what you all think about it. So I'll let you listen to it first, and then we'll chat a little bit about it afterwards. It is right now on Kansas Public Radio. Madeline Dring's trio for flute, oboe, and piano here on Kansas Public Radio. Madeline Dring, here's a fun fact. She was a multifaceted artist. She was an English actress, a mime, a cartoonist, a violinist, a pianist, a singer, and composer. Wow. And Poulenc was one of her early and favorite influences, so perhaps you heard a little of that flair in the music. She did compose a lot of her music for her husband, Roger Lord, who is a professional oboist who played in the London Symphony Orchestra. Interesting indeed. I love little finds like that. So I'd be curious to know what you think of it. I thought it was quite nice. Next hour, we've got some Hanukkah music coming up and some more Christmas music. And also going to be opening the hour with something very neat by Grieg. So keep on listening with us. This is Kansas Public Radio.
This year saw an increase in political violence, including high-profile shootings against state officials. So states like Minnesota are adding new security and privacy protections for lawmakers.
That heightened sense of the need for security and increased security is very much there.
How states across the country are responding to threats on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you weekdays on KPR starting at 3 p.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. And support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from the KU Natural History Museum. Membership at the museum includes reciprocal entry to over 200 museums and science centers across the country. Membership information is available at biodiversity.ku.edu. It is 10 o'clock. The news is coming up next. It's 40 degrees, and this is Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Hurt.
This mostly unmarked line on the ground divides Palestinians from Israeli forces inside Gaza, but such shootings are reported almost daily on the Palestinian side of the line. Israel's military told NPR it was not aware of the young girl's shooting. It said two, quote, terrorists were killed in northern Gaza after crossing the yellow line without providing further details.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. This is Kansas Public Radio. Edvard Grieg's lyric pieces, a little lyric piece there from the set, The Waltz. Ava Knardal, a Norwegian pianist, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I am Destiny, here with Cordelia, who still doesn't have a voice because the universe thinks it's funny that on her last week before retirement to take her voice away. But she's feeling all right, so that's the most important thing. I am Destiny, a violinist, and I really wish I played the drums. I love Little Drummer Boy. But what's funny is this music that's coming up is actually played by a string quartet, so it kind of defeats the purpose. The Little Drummer Boy, played by a string quartet. This will be a nice listen, and then we'll have some Hanukkah music. It is right now with the Hampton String Quartet on Kansas Public Radio. The Hampton String Quartet playing Little Drummer Boy here on Kansas Public Radio. A fun take on the traditional Christmas tune. I've got more Christmas coming up with a local group, the Lawrence Civic Choir, after some nice Hanukkah music that we listen to. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. Supposedly it's going up to 56 degrees today. That would be fantastic. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Art Guild with an opportunity to shop for handcrafted holiday gifts at their annual art fair Saturday and Sunday at the Cider Gallery. Details at lawrenceartguild.org. Cider. I could use some hot cider right now. It's cold. Where is the 56 degrees? Well, let's hope for it as we listen to the traditional Hanukkah suite followed by the traditional eight candles. It is right now on Kansas Public Radio.
time for the Maccabees. 8 candles shine for the Maccabees. Down from the mountains with liberty's sword, they came like the flame of the Lord. Dance the horror, light the menorah. This is a time of joy. The road to freedom we take today with
the traditional Hanukkah suite here on KPR and 8 candles. Hi there, friends. I am Destiny, and we've got some great music coming up in about 5 or 6 minutes with the local Lawrence Civic Choir, and we're going to get to hear from Steve Eubank, so keep on listening for that. That's going to be a real treat. Another treat, community spotlights. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering prevention services, including truancy prevention programming and case management to help families remain safely together. Details at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org. How about a concerto for oboe? How about two oboes? Indeed, Albinoni, his concerto number 8 for two oboes. This group is E. Musici with Heinz Holliger and Maurice Borg. It is right now on Kansas Public Radio. Albinoni Concerto for Two Oboes here on Kansas Public Radio. Hi there, I'm Destiny. Very excited to tell you that we have someone in studio to tell you about their music. We're going to take a listen to the music first, though. It is the Lawrence Civic Choir, and I'm here actually with Steve Eubank, and he's going to talk to us a little bit after we listen to this first tune. This is from their Holiday Magic concert back in 2024, and they've got a concert coming up on Saturday. This is Christmas Time. It's a few minutes long, and then we'll have a chat. Hope you like it right now on KPR. Christmas Time here on Kansas Public Radio from Holiday Magic, last year's concert, Steve Eubank and the Lawrence Civic Choir. This is Kansas Public Radio. I am Destiny, and I am here with the one, the only, Steve Eubank, getting you into the Christmas spirit. So you've got a concert, your 2025 concert, Festival of Joy. This Saturday?
That's right. Tell this is our 51st season. And so we're got a wonderful concert this Saturday night at 7:30 at the First Methodist Church downtown. And we'll have something for everyone's ear. I hope folks can come. It's going to be a great, great concert.
Excellent. So it was funny, we were chatting a little bit about the music, and you were explaining, I asked you if you have to audition or what the process for joining the Lawrence Civic Choir is, and you said that if you have a pulse.
Well, yeah. The Lawrence Civic Choir is open to anyone who loves to sing.
Great.
It is a non-audition group. Right now, we're about 69 singers.
Wow.
And I say it's non-audition. The auditioning actually happens in the selection of music that we sing. But if you love to sing, we would love to have you.
That's great.
If you've been involved in choirs and, you know, whether it's your church choir or if you were in choir in high school or in college and looking for that place where, you know, once again to come and share that wonderful synergy of making music in a choir, we would love to have you come. After this semester, we'll start second semester. We actually are going to do our first night of rehearsal. We'll be on Martin Luther King Day. We'll that evening. We'll have our first night of registration, and we'll take registrations for 3 weeks then.
Nice.
This Saturday night, we're doing the Poulenc Gloria, which is a fabulous work that was commissioned here in the United States by the French composer François Poulenc, and it's just a great work. Tandy Reusner, the organist at First Methodist Church, has transcribed the orchestral score for the organ on that fabulous, fabulous instrument down to church.
Nice.
And also First Methodist Church downtown is a wonderful place to sing. It's a great space for the choir, and we're really excited to be able to, you know, that they allow us to come down and share music in that space.
Yeah, I love anything with organ. It's so great, especially in a church, and you can feel the vibrations with the voices. It sounds really exciting. And you said you're also featuring a soprano soloist that sang on the Brahms Requiem.
Yeah, last year, on our 50th year, we did the Brahms Requiem twice. We did it once here at the Lead Center, and we had a KU grad, and actually one of my former students, Lindsay Osi, sang the soprano solo. But then we shared that concert with the Shawnee Choral Society, they were celebrating their 25th anniversary, and so we did the concert again in Topeka, Janie Rondicky sang the soprano there, and she's just absolutely wonderful, and she'll be singing the soprano solo on the Poulenc for us this year.
Very nice. Yeah, Cordelia actually said last year, your holiday concert, she was so happy for days afterwards that it was so special. And, you know, I was thinking how you mentioned next semester, people coming on Martin Luther King Day to sign up. I think they should come to your concert this weekend.
Absolutely.
So they can see what it's like.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We do a very diverse program. We do all types of music. We're doing everything from familiar carols, things that people know. And also we hope that we can also stretch your ear a little bit. And we're doing some things that, you know, folks may not have heard before. You know, we start out with piece by Scarlatti, the Exaltate Deo. Then we're doing a piece by Fauré, the Cantique de Jorsken, and we will be doing that in French, and also we're having a cello soloist play with that. Like I say, the Poulenc. Then the second half is much more familiar music that people know. KU grad again is doing, the Dan Forrest arrangement of Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Oh, nice.
Wonderful arrangement of The Holly and the Ivy by Yalo.
That's beautiful.
Kansas City composer Mark Hayes's And the Father Will Dance, other things like Little Drummer Boy.
Nice.
You know, the things that people know. And also we feature our fabulous accompanist, Dr. Jeff Wilkin, and we closed the concert with Silent Night, and
nice.
Jeff is just what an asset to the choir. Just a fabulous job on everything that he does. So.
I think that's great. I love the idea of the community and the music, and I would encourage everyone to come out and see this concert Saturday, 7:30 p.m. at First United Methodist Church. Right.
And there is a admission charge, and, you know, it's probably less than going to the, you know, going to see a movie. But, yeah, we do have a $15 charge for adults and $5 for children 12 and under. But we'd love to have anyone who would like to come and sing.
Yeah.
And everyone. And if you're not in the holiday spirit, we'll get you there.
That's true. You know, if you're not in the holiday spirit, going to concerts like this are really – they really pep you up, I think, and bring the joy for sure. It looks like we're going to listen to, again from last Christmas, a Christmas Carol medley. But before we do, let me remind everyone, Saturday, 7:30, First United Methodist Church, Steve Eubank, the Lawrence Civic Choir. Is there anything else you would like our dear listeners to know?
Yeah, one of the things, and I just wanted to say, and I'm so sorry that Cardelia does not is out of voice right now. I just want to thank her for all of her wonderful work that she's done here for the classical world and all the things that she's done here in Lawrence and with KANU and Kansas Public Radio. She's been a real gift to us, and I know that she's going to you know, be handing things off to another wonderful group of people that will support us all. But I just want to say thank you, Cordelia.
Yay, Cordelia.
So, and I hope everyone will come. And the concert's called A Festival of Joy, and we will make you joyful.
That sounds excellent. What a nice note. You're a pro. Nice note to end on. Again, Saturday, 7:30, First United Methodist Church, Festival of Joy with Steve Eubank. Let us listen to a Christmas Carol medley from their concert last year, right now on Kansas Public Radio. The Lawrence Civic Choir here on Kansas Public Radio, directed by Steve Eubank, a Christmas Carol medley from their Holiday Magic concert from last year. I'm Destiny, and I just had the pleasure of meeting Steve for the first time and getting a chance to chat with him. What a nice person. I tell you what, if I were a singer, and you all know that I'm not, but if I were, I would love to have him as a director. Their concert is Saturday, 7:30 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church, a festival of joy. Looks like they've got some really great things programmed for the first and second half, things that lots of you will recognize, and as he said, some things to bend your ear. This is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and by making a planned gift, you can support KPR for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. And I should tell you, is it Thursday? It's Thursday. So tonight on Tango Thursday, there's Tango Etudes, actually Classics Live. A Rule Joyce Doreen Mirande recital from this past year, Tango Etudes from Astor Piazzolla, and Irish Tunes from Danny Boy, Variations on the Carnival of Venice, Saxophone and Piano. You know how much I love the sax. Featuring sax player Vince Gnoyak and pianist Ellen Summer. That's tonight at 7 for Classics Live on KPR, and then you will hear me, yours truly, with my very last evening show before taking over in the mornings. My, how the times, they are a-changin'. Well, I thought we would listen to a brilliant Rondo Brilliant by Mendelssohn, right now on Kansas Public Radio. Mendelssohn's Rondo Brilliant here on Kansas Public Radio, played by pianist Benjamin Frith with the Slovak State Philharmonic. Brilliant playing indeed. Whew, very exciting. Yoga. I need to do some. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering gift cards this holiday season for all classes, including an unlimited 2-week pass for new students or a Yoga Basics series for new students. Gift cards at yogacenteroflawrence.org. We are up to 43 degrees, everyone. I'm still waiting for 56. That's what it says here on my computer, so keep your fingers crossed. Let's listen to a beautiful Alleluia. This is often requested on my Classics by Request show, by the way. Saturdays 1 to 4, Randall Thompson's Alleluia. It's right now on KPR. Randall Thompson's Alleluia here on Kansas Public Radio.
It's Michelle Martin. Every weekday morning, my Morning Edition co-host and I have some questions.
What do you say to that concern from voters that there needs to be...
Can this squarely be laid on the feet of the government shutdown, or are there deeper problems?
Do you agree it's important for government officials to be truthful before Congress?
Get information, context, accountability on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. We are live. We are local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsbury Junction City, 91.3. And KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. And support for news on KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com. And LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare. It's 43 degrees outside. NPR News is up right now on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Scott Horsley reports on the latest figures from the Commerce Department.
The U.S. trade gap narrowed by almost 11% during September. Exports and imports both increased during the month, but exports jumped more. New applications for unemployment benefits rose sharply last week after a Thanksgiving lull the week before. 236,000 people applied for jobless aid. The number of applications can be useful in assessing the pace of layoffs. Stock in Oracle tumbled after the cloud computing giant reported disappointing earnings. Oracle's been investing heavily in artificial intelligence. Despite the dip, co-founder Larry Ellison is still a very wealthy man. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, a day after the Fed lowered interest rates by a quarter percentage point, the Dow is up 559, the Nasdaq off 227 points, the S&P 500 down 18. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for chefs and designed for restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. This is Kansas Public Radio. Philippe Entremont on piano here on Kansas Public Radio, playing Edvard Grieg's Wedding Day at Trollhauven. Wow, that was a really lovely thing to listen to. Hi there, I'm Destiny. Here for Cordelia. She is retiring. Monday will be her last show, and she's supposed to be on the air right now, but her poor voice has decided to play a mean universe trick on her. But I have to say, she is doing an excellent job helping me and training me as I get ready to accept the baton that she passes on. You may recognize my voice. I'm often in the evenings, Monday through Thursday, and I have that lovely Classics by Request show coming up on Saturday, which, by the way, if you would like to hear something special on the radio, why don't you let me know? Go to our website at kansaspublicradio.org, and you can navigate over to the Shows tab and find my show, Classics by Request. I love hearing from all of you. It makes it super fun. I've got a happy Haydn symphony for you at around 11:25. Indeed, I do. Maybe it will make the temperature keep going up. We're now at 44. Every time I check, it's 1 degree at a time. Still waiting. However, I guess it is December. And it is the holidays, so it's time for a little holiday music. I've got a lovely set of three. Let's see, John Rutter's Star Carol is a part of it, and Yaesu, Joy of Man's Desiring by Bach. Some really nice things to listen to. And while we listen to that, I think I'm going to go get some coffee so I can pronounce things a little better for you. It all starts right now on Kansas Public Radio. John Rutter's Star Carol here on Kansas Public Radio, and we also heard Yaesu, Joy of Man's Desiring. Ah, oh, lovely music. Guess what? We went up 2 degrees this time, not just one. I'm getting so excited for the warmth. I can feel it. Hopefully you can too. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City, and support for classical music on KPR comes from Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum. Now until January 4th. Details at lecomptonkansas.com. And the University of Kansas, serving Kansans and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu. I've got a Strauss overture coming up at around 11:45 to go out with a bang, shall I say, before Jeff comes in this afternoon. But right now, we're going to listen to a happy little Haydn symphony. This is Symphony number 28. It features Christopher Hogwood and the Academy of Ancient Music, right now on KPR. Haydn Symphony number 28 here on Kansas Public Radio, Christopher Hogwood and Academy of Ancient Music. Delightful indeed. I am Destiny here for Cordelia this morning, and I've got one more, I would say, delightful thing for us to listen to, the Waldmeister Overture by Johann Strauss II. I have a fun little show and tell for you about this. There's a dominant theme for you to listen to that has many variations. It's the waltz from the Act II finale of the opera. It's to the words, "Take care in whom you trust." So nice. And there is an apparent drawn-out three-note theme of everyone's favorite waltz, the Blue Danube, inverted, however. Very intriguing. So I feel like this is a very educational moment. Fun things to listen for in this. This particular recording features Lauren Mazel with the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. They love their waltzes, and they're quite good at them. Johann Strauss II, the Waldmeister Overture, right now on Kansas Public Radio. Bravo indeed. Here on Kansas Public Radio, Johann Strauss II, the Waldmeister Overture, Lauren Mazel, and the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. Wow, super fun. More classical music is coming up this afternoon with Jeff. I am Destiny in for Cordelia. With any luck, her voice will return and she'll be with you tomorrow. Tomorrow, I will be getting Classics by Request ready for you to air on Saturday. 1 to 4, I'll be picking out the playlist with your help. If you've got requests, please go to kansaspublicradio.org/classicsbyrequest. Let me know what you'd like to hear. It's okay if you don't know how to spell something correctly. If you'd like to remain anonymous, maybe you don't even know the name of the music you want to listen to. Give me a hint. Tell me what it sounds like. It's kind of like a treasure hunt. I will also be with you this evening from the home studio, my very last Tango Thursday. Indeed, my last evening show, because I will be taking over for Cordelia in the mornings. She is retiring, much deserved. She has been an excellent teacher. I've had a lot of fun working so closely with her this week. She's also got Classics Live for you tonight at 7, a Ruhl Joyce Doreen Mirande recital with some Piazzolla and saxophone. I'm Destiny. Thanks so much for being here with me this afternoon. A little hornpipe to take us out on KPR.
The country are responding to threats on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you on KPR, weekdays beginning at 3 p.m. This is Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information is at cromwellsolar.com. And LMH's Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare. It's 48 degrees. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington.